single from my guy Sam Gelchi started the rumor to end this off nicely.
It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and we're here for Bughouse Square. Welcome, everyone, and let's go, shall we?
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bughouse Square, it's the first show of the year, 2026, and thank God, I was going to be nicer, and I made all kinds of resolutions, but fucking pissed off and disappointed. Try not to let that affect the show. I brought a lot of good music in, but kind of leans towards the, I don't know. Talk about it, but things are fucked up.
Still as a mouse, man, come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days.
And I know that's an awful way to come into a show. It's like, really, Sean? Is this? Please. Is this what it is? Is this the tone you're setting?
Good warm place.
No, I got, and, you know, I don't have you did good. You did good. This is worth the effort.
Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Kill him in the river. Some strange man was then a vigilante man. Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. They herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Nation bleeding, still more bleeding. Funny, skies are sunny, bees made honey.
Displays, little boy. Oh, cute. Moving to the next aisle, we have Arachnida, the spiders, our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptathelidae, unfortunately harmless. Next to him, the nasty Lycosa raptoria. His tiny fangs cause creeping ulcerations of the skin.
And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, possess. In fact, immediately after the consummation of her marriage to the smaller and weaker male of the species, she kills and eats him. Oh, she is delicious. And I hope he was. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor.
These words he speaks are true. We're all humanary stew. We don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. The horror that'll bring, the horror of his sting, the unholiest of kings, the Black Widow. Our minds will be his toy. Every girl and boy will learn to be employed.
Man, that's hold on, let me gather my. Hey, God, that was excellent. I got to thank Scott. He gave me that. That was like, you know, I'm sure he traded. I know I do all kinds of things for him. You know, putting his kids through school and all that kind of stuff. Take care of his mother. So you know, he throws me things. So I got this record. It's Tears for Fears, but you know, we would talk about Tears for Fears. You know, there's the big hits, and I'm like, God, I always like this one song. It was like, and I'm trying, and I'm like, I don't know the name of it. And Scott from Flat Black Plastic reached down deep into his soul, his cold, like fractured soul, and pulled out this record for me. Tears for Fears, their first record. Yeah, nice. Thank you for that. This is Bug Out Square. It's Mutiny Radio. It's not just a radio station. It's so much more. Where people come in, the doors open. We have a washroom. The only thing I ask is if you come in to use the washroom, you have to leave the door open. That's all. That's it's a very reasonable request. We don't, you know, I want to know what's going on in there. Not to peek, but just to know. You know. Anyway, we're near the corner of 22nd and Mission now, yeah, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's still dark. It's first, you know, it's January. The first show of 2026, yeah. And, you know, you make your resolution. And I did. My partner, she's really, she's so positive and wants to be the best person she can. And God, I love her. She's like stuck with me. And so I'm working on myself this year. I am. And trying to be kinder and gentler and more thoughtful. And work on my communication skills. That's all that we can ask. So with that, I'm going to grab these records. We had Alice Cooper in there. Sorry about that cue job there. Welcome to My Nightmare. The songs kind of seg into one another. So that was Devil's Food from that. 10 years after, from A Space and Time, loving, hoping, wishing to change the world, making it maybe a better place. And then we started with the Royal Scam. But we did not. We started with Woody Guthrie we had in there, Vigilante Man. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. This whole fucking Venezuelan thing. The Venezuelan thing. All right. I can't get into it. You know, I'm not going to get into it. Did we catch up on music? Let me check my things here. We look good there. Let's just get back into it, man. You don't want to hear me jabber John. Let's listen to some Fela, man. You got to, like, let this stuff stretch out. This is not for the short attention span. Here we go, Fela. Let's just move with it. We'll be right back. plenty-o.
We go shout now, we go shout plenty-o.
We go shout, oh, plenty-o.
We go shout now, we go shout plenty-o.
We go shout, oh, we go shout plenty-o. For life we're no good. Many things they happen for life we're no good. Go tell them one more time. I go tell them one more time. Many things they happen for life we're no good. Wait, I just see somebody won't cover my face with cloth. I go shout, oh,
we go shout, oh, we go shout,
oh. I know the road where I dey go. Somebody tell me, say not be the road. I go shout, oh,
we go shout, oh, we go shout,
oh. I know the campus night be. Somebody tell me, say not be so wide. I go shout, oh. Because I'm not speaking go, you know, you can tell me, say I no see the lights. I go shout, oh. Because I'm not speaking go, you know, you can tell me, say I no see the lights. I go shout, oh. I go shout, oh. I go shout plenty. Yes, man. I don't care if they're 16 minutes. That was a great tune. I needed that. I needed that terribly. Fela Kuti, we were talking about... I was talking about the first time that I like heard him. And it was like the first time I saw The Simpsons. It was like, what is this? And I loved it immediately. Fela Kuti. From the I Gotta Shout Plenty, I Go Shout Plenty, and Fela and Africa 70. That's what that was. Let's see. Yeah, I got, you know, I can go on. Let me tell you a little, do a little housekeeping. Radio Valencia, pretty cool place. A lot of great shows. Microphone was just in here from LP Lounge. Apparently, you know, he had needed a break from sleeping in the back of his car, so he came in to splash some water on his face. So that's good. He's got a good show. Disaster Sounds, Curated Catastrophe. There's just like a lot of new stuff. Drop the Charges, man. That's one I watched. I felt, because the imagery was so awesome. It felt like I was, you know, it just created a whole mind movie for me. So that's Drop the Charges. That's good if you're into like soul music. And let's see. Happy New Year and all that. I'm going to work on myself this year. Let's all work on ourselves. And the world might be a better place. Man, I can't get into it solo. I don't want to, like, it'd be nice to have a chat, but there's plenty of that. There's plenty of that to be found. In the meantime, there's this. Thank you. What an epic number. That's The Who from the,
what is that?
I don't know. We won't get fooled again, so that's, I'm tying it all in. What do you think, Yuri G? Did I nail that or what, man?
Holy cow, man. I came in at exactly the right time. The synth like, breakdown was just starting.
Yeah.
And then, so I knew that Daltrey's, like, universe-shaking squeal is about to happen, right?
I think record-breaking could be like, it's like the longest field goal or something, you know, it's still out there, whatever.
Oh, yes, man.
It was like 120 dB, man. Did you?
It always delivers, too. I always feel the same way when I hear that, you know what I'm saying? It never gets old for me. I fucking love it.
Well, I always play it in dissatisfaction with politics, you know, and that kind of that's the one that just kind of like, yeah, that's about it. It's just one for the next, you know.
Boss.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Got that right.
But man, I love like the pulsating synths and the drums.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Roger Daltrey comes in and just kicks the door down. I was like, oh my god, it's brilliant.
He
like,
did kick the door down. Music. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, with his hairy chest, man. I could just see him striding through. Yeah. how am I doing? Yeah, Happy New Year, man. I'm doing okay. It's I got big plans, and but it's a little scary. I'm supposed to be a better person in 2026. And
you're resolved.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying not to heap too much on the plate. I want to be able to realize some of it, you know, and part of it is being a better person.
100%, man.
Yeah, I think that's something that it's so ridiculous, but so basic. But it's a one thing. If everyone would take that minute to think about being a better person, not like I'm a good person. No, to be better than what you are, and that's what I'm trying to do for 2026.
Yeah, man, do it for yourself.
No way, I'm doing it for you, Yuri G.
Oh man, yeah, I think you do it for yourself, and then the people benefit.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got to start the core, man. That's the way we work tight, and then we move out. If you don't have a core, you got nothing.
There you go. Yeah, that's physics, man.
Yeah, it is. I'm a science guy. You know, I'm a believer. And, not just a believer. I'm a follower and a
practitioner.
Yes, that too. Especially that. So what's your inspiration this week?
So it's crazy. I when you told me that you played some Kayla earlier too, and it was this. So there's these epic songs, and I said, it so happened that the song I chose tonight is a song I periodically choose because it's like one of my favorite pieces of music like ever. Some may find it completely unlistenable, But hey, it's only 10 minutes long, so, you know.
It's 10 minutes. We're going to take 10 minutes of your life right now. And what was your inspiration for this again? I missed
it. It's called Icefall.
Uh-huh.
By Nobusaku Takamura, right? And he was like, he was in a DJ collective with the guy from the Boredoms. And I'm a fan of the Boredoms. And they avant-garde, like thrashy, like glitch music. And just, experimental noise.
All right. So we got like 10 minutes of experimental noise. That's what you're telling us, right?
That's what it is. But it sounds like glaciers shattering and falling all around you. And it's just deep winter, the deep winter thing. But it's also inhuman in a way that it's absence of human.
Right on. Yeah, like
isolation for January.
Okay, I mean, I feel that sometimes. That's why I like to get out in it, you know.
Yeah,
just to get away from it.
There you go. So you may enjoy this next 10 minutes.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you soon.
Boom.
All right.
Take care.
Bye
bye. New Year.
Love you. All right. That's one deep motherfucker, man. Right, Yuriichi. Damn. I wish I could go down there. I don't even have, I can't, I got my mask on. I can get like so far down, but not like past the coral. All right, I plugged in my dongle. We're going to do, this is Icefall, is the name of this. And I'm doing that, and I'm touching the, I know, you're pathetic, Sean. Your vast knowledge of technology. But I know enough to, so the thing is circling, it seems to be considering my request, which is fairly odd because usually things happen right away. I'm not sure why that's not working, which is... Let's play this while that's considering that. I don't want to get us bogged down into something. Here we go. Some Gil Scott Heron.
You have understood. Well, the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why. Can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. You was on the Nile. You went to see great Egypt fall. It fell down to the ground. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together, stay together, be together, stick together. So tell me why. Can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as Superman? There ain't no such thing as Superman. We'll be right back.
bit of mercy after. It seems like all you get is pain. It seems to me that you have found the courage that others could not find. You alone have the wisdom to take this world and make it what it need to be, want to be, will be. Someday you'll see the day you understand why there ain't no such thing as a Superman. There ain't no such thing as a Superman. There ain't no I can fly like no bird in the sky. There ain't no I can fly like no bird in the sky. There ain't no are you gonna get yours? Something like I've got mine. There ain't no, there ain't no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.